Since 2004, FPL has made $1.4 billion worth of technological changes to turn the lights back on quicker after storms. The company wants to make sure that the past doesn't repeat itself.
It was 10 years ago, actually, this year that we've had Hurricane Charlie and Hurricane Francis and Jean impact our service territory. All of you who were here at that time remember how devastating that was.
That was Eric Szilagyi, the president of FPL. Hurricane Charlie left parts of the state without power for up to 2 weeks when it struck. When Hurricane Wilma hit in 2005, it knocked out power for over 3 million customers. The biggest change to the tech system since then is the addition of smart meters. The meters provide constant feedback from power lines in the field. Linemen can check on the status of specific transformers from their iPads. John Lesson is a manager at FPL.
In the past, we would have to drive to the station, perform testing on the equipment. Now we have devices at the station that monitor the status of that equipment and then report back to us. And so we can do that during the storm and after the storm and get those constant updates. So it really eliminates a lot of delay.
Hurricane season begins June 1st. I'm Lisanne Ramos in West Palm Beach.